Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, I didn't know if we was going to have a show this week. I was getting nervous.
Oh, Lord.
A hurricane come through last week, and it did some damage, Hurricane Zeta. We still have people down here where I'm from on Mississippi Gulf Coast without power. We got ours about 3 days in. We got ours back. You know what? Let's just go ahead and get into it. Chanting and ranting.
Oh, no.
It's chatting and ranting.
So, Hurricane Zeta comes through last week. And let's just say this, people. I've been down here on Mississippi Gulf Coast my entire life. And I've gotten very used to understanding that hurricane season is something that, you know, we always have to be mindful of. Let me just tell you, I'm not built for hurricanes. They do damage, and the 3 days without power was enough to just destroy me, and because I could not get any phone. It wasn't just the power thing. It was no cell service. Or very little cell service. I could get in certain areas of the yard. I could get a little bit of a signal and have people, you know, in a text message come through and go out or whatever. It was a mess. And you know, you got to conserve your water, so there wasn't a whole lot of good showers being taken. A bunch of hoe baths.
How long you need to do a shower? Okay, go ahead. We don't put that out of the street. Go ahead.
White privilege.
Oh, Lord. Wasting water.
So there's all that. Then you got the cleanup process, which, oh, Lord. I can wheelbarrow things to the end of the road and put it out there all day long. But raking has darn near killed me the last 2 days. My shoulder's so hurt.
Who is raking?
Raking.
Oh.
No, not Ronald. No, raking.
I was like, raking? What is going
so,
on?
So, yeah. And then my parents' house, which is what we've been cleaning up lately, they had, the house is still fine, but they had a bunch of shingles down. My mom had just purchased like a couple months ago this car awning to go in the back. Mm-hmm. And it completely flipped over and took out most of the fence. Guess what's still in perfect condition though? Going back to previous chanting and
your
ranting.
Sign that says
yes. Yes, the delivery to the front door sign. Yes, still perfect condition. That's just about hilarious. So, yeah, not built for this. Told T about the situation where I didn't have any cell service and just been in no power. I've been struggling. And her response was, I need to get some, what you call them, phone banks?
Yeah.
Power banks. Let me tell you, have two. Hadn't seen them since the first day. You know why? Because I'm a fool. I told people about them. I was being generous. And let my family, you know, on the power banks.
Don't learn to say no.
Haven't seen them since. Haven't seen them since. So, yes, that's my chant and rant. I had to get that off my chest. Okay. Now I feel better.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So. So, our first class, NBA Hall of Fame. What did you have anyone say anything to you about it?
No, they know better. They ain't got no opinion. Just listen and go with it.
Nobody really had any strong opinions. They basically agreed with, even though I got bogged down in my numbers, and we actually put in 26 on the first ballot.
Hey, whatever.
But that's okay.
This okay. Eyes. Yeah, if right. 26 happened, it happened.
So, are we ready to go back and forth on our second ballot?
Let's go.
All right. Since I went first last time, I'll allow you to go first.
I'm going to start with a guy that we were all on the fence on. And I'm going to go ahead and put Clyde Drexler in.
Clyde the Glide. Five Slammer Jammer.
Five Slammer Jammer. That's what I was going to say. We're going to let Five Slammer Jammer do his thing.
Five Slammer Jammer. Well, I'm going to make you real mad. Because you wouldn't let me put him on the first ballot. So I'm putting Charles Barkley on my second ballot.
You were all on in on him, ain't it?
I'd be wrong, but I doubt it.
I am. And he might not be able to make the list. You can tell me, because I think we had a five-year retirement window. Lord, he might not be able to make it.
Oh, no. You know what? We did away with that. As long as they're retired. That's
okay.
What we said.
Okay. Yeah,
because that 5 years was giving us some trouble.
Okay. I'm going to put Dwayne Wade.
Good pick. Good pick.
On
my list as well. I'm going to go old school for my next pick and get one half of the Bert and Ernie show, Bernard King.
Bernard.
Yes. Tennessee and New York Knicks.
I am going to go with the Knicks and Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing. All right. Well, I will see that, and I'm going to go back to the well on our previous, the first ballot shuns that you took, you had problems with. That's Karl Malone, the mailman.
Can one make it without the other one?
No, we're going to have
to. Because they don't even work. They don't even, like, they don't even know if they good without each other. You ain't know.
Well, he going to have to go in as well now.
Okay.
We can put them in together if you want to, that way.
Yeah, put them together like they could stock that M Malone.
Stockton M Malone. In there. All right.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I ain't never seen, I saw some documentary footage of him, and he seemed like he was balling a little bit, Bill Walton,
yes, if injuries had not plagued him, I mean, the way he was before his injuries proved that he was fixing to be something special. But and he still wound up having a nice career. He won a championship with the Trailblazers. And I think, won another one with Boston. Let's see. Goodness gracious. That's getting difficult now. I mean, I got a list here. You know what? I'm going to make you happy. I'm going to put in Big Game James.
Oh, that was going to be, I was finna call this Lakerwood.
Yes, Big Game James.
I was finna say,
just so you didn't have to be all Lakers. I'm going to take a Lakers.
I don't have no problem with it.
I know.
On that note, have he retired is the question. Well, first, did we put, because I couldn't remember, did Robert Horry make it the first ballot?
He did not.
Okay. Roberto Horry.
Robert Horry. He definitely a decorated player. Many championships.
Seven.
Let's see.
Oh, anybody count?
You got him, Paul. Let's see. I'm going to go back to the old school and the underhanded free throw shooting, Mr. Rick Barry.
Okay. I want to go. Well, see, I don't know if the Pau Gasol retired yet.
Yes.
Pow, pow. Everybody gonna die.
Just people, hopefully you see the Laker bias coming in.
Hey, Kyle got him 2 championships. He earned every minute of it.
This person did not get him a championship. He played in 1 NBA final. But his overall statistic wise and his contribution to the actual culture of the NBA, like he has to go in.
Oh, Lord.
It's Mr. Allen Iverson.
Hey, okay. I'm with that for sure. They got dress code because of him. I'm going to change gears a little bit. Because these are not always only players, and I'm going to put in Phil Jackson.
Phil? All right. Once again, Lakers and out.
Well, he was a Bull too, so stop it.
Man, that man had 2 tours with the Lakers.
We needed every one of them.
Let's see. What do we think about... See, now I'm going to start asking questions rather than just diminutively throwing them out there. What do we think about Chris Mullin?
He might make the 3rd team or something.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna put the since you throwing all these Lakers out there, I'm gonna go with y'all's rival, and I'm gonna put the truth in Paul Pierce.
The truth of what? Oh Lord,
that's what they call him.
The truth of what? That's the question. With some of the stuff he been saying that he think he better than, I'm just like, you don't lost your mind.
We can't get bogged down in what the man said. The man can say some outlandish stuff from time to time.
That can get you off the list too. I'm going to go with somebody that it might be surprising, but he was one of the premier shooters before we started seeing what we've been seeing lately. Reggie Miller.
Yes, he's on my list as well. That's a good one. Let's see. I am going to put in the Admiral, David Robinson. 2-time Olympic gold medal winner, NBA champion. Yes.
I'm going to go with somebody that was cheated out of the dunk contest.
Look, he's on my list, and I said T for to put him in.
I don't think that was 89. I don't even know what year that was.
88, but that's okay. You know I know.
He was cheated out of the dunk contest. Dominique Wilkins, come on down.
Come on down, the human highlight film. Yes, and we're both in agreement that he was very much cheated out of that dunk contest.
And he could play, and all the things that the man could play, but that, of all the things, that's why I always, that's the thing that come to mind about him when I.
And once again, I'm having to ask questions.
Okay.
But I'm going back in the day, Bob McAdoo.
Who do you play for? I feel like I know who it is, but I just
played for.
His face didn't pop up.
Multiple teams. If I'm to be correct, Lord, I didn't even realize he didn't get inducted into the basketball, the Naismith Hall of Fame until 2000.
Well, I don't know if he should make out this early. No, I'm just joking.
He's with the Knicks when they won the championship. He played
with Limpin' Willis.
He was with the Lakers from 81 to 85.
Oh, Lord. That means he got a championship.
Yeah.
With us.
He was with the Lakers. So he won multiple championships. And child,
yeah,
I didn't
well,
even
Bobby,
know he was...
you can make it, Bob.
I did. Actually, I did know because I remember watching him work out pregame with some of their players. He was he's an assistant coach for the Heat at one time. So.
Well, I'm going to offer up Dennis Rodman.
Oh, Lord, the worm.
The worm. Who impacted the game and it wasn't on offense. Like, there's very few people can say, like, that they impacted the game on one
Some
end.
Of his stat lines were just crazy.
And
where
he
had, like, 25 rebounds. Yes.
Like, he made layups and stuff, but and at the end, he got him a little shot, but that ain't what people brought him to the team for.
He honestly... This person I'm about to name probably didn't have. Nah, we can't do it because I want to keep it NBA. And Pete Maravich just didn't have the NBA career that he did. He had out of college. I mean, I know he was injured and he self sabotaged a lot of that, but can't do it.
He didn't make it. He didn't go to the NBA.
He did, but he just didn't have the career that you know people thought he was gonna have.
I think he can make it later down, but
yeah.
Because he did, he was showboat before. Like, if you, like, obviously, Allen Iverson had a run, but he was one of them people that changed the way people took chances and flashiness mm-hmm. of the game. So I would say he could possibly make it because he did, he was a game changer in that right.
Okay, well, let's
like nobody was
in,
behind
you know?
The back passing and flashy like he was. That what like now all this stuff, you know, all the dribbling that the Curry young man like to do and all that. People
yes.
would be like, "No, you dribbling too much. Hey, bro, you need to pass the ball. This is then you won't go play with the Harlem Globetrotters. You can't. Well, hey, that ain't what we doing here."
All right, we have four more selections.
We got four more. I think that I would go with, I don't see, I can't, because, hold on, let me look at something right fast before I call out this person. That ain't who I want. I don't know why, and I want to say, where is his last name? Okay, here we go. This might be the right person. This is going to, might be a bit of a shock. But I just love to see him put in work. You know, I talked about the block. And he had a long NBA career. And I want to say Adrian Dantley.
Oh my, a good one.
Because he used to get on that block.
And do all kind of
and
work.
And put on some work.
And really wasn't like,
he ain't
wasn't
that
like
big.
A tall, right.
Hey, Adrian, you AD before my AD came along.
My AD, listen to you. My AD.
Right, ain't that something? I ain't had nobody's baby.
That's hilarious. He win you one little championship, and he my AD.
Well, now you stop it because I've been saying he my cousin even when he was in New Orleans.
Yes, I know. I know. All right. Let's see.
I've been liking AD, unibrow.
This player was more recent, but he did win him a championship and. The loyalty to his franchise has to be for something in this day and age, and that's Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay, Dirk. I don't know about. I think loyalty is interesting because sometimes you get traded, you didn't necessarily want to leave.
Right, and well, I just say that because there's so much talk about how players just. they you know, building these little super teams together and changing teams, this, that, and the other. And he never did that. He had his opportunities because, you know, there was times where Cuban, even though he didn't want to, he said he would do it for Dirk and let him go to another team or send him to a championship contender, and he never did.
This is going to be an interesting one. And hold on, let me look for him. Right, I'm looking at a, I have to look. I'm trying to look up some stats.
That's fine.
Obviously, I should have done this early, but I did.
That's all right. Yeah, this is
the reason that I'm putting him is because I want to, because he was a he was an interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Dawkins. Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder.
But yes. Chocolate Thunder might not have good stats. Hold up, I can't find him.
His stats are not going to be real.
The basketball rim had, they had to change it. Because he out here tearing up stuff.
And then they had to change, they had to reinforce it even more when Shaq came along. But yeah, he definitely is the originator of the more proficient rim. His stats probably won't be gaudy, but
I just need to see he won something. Did he win with the?
I think he was on that Moses Malone championship
team. Okay.
I don't want to call myself out and be wrong.
This ain't showing it. Let's see. Well, he played in three finals. But it don't say he won.
Yes, he was the originator of the breakaway rims because of him.
I think that's worthy.
hey, it's game changing. He played for the Globetrotters for a year.
Can you imagine now? Like, if you couldn't do that with that rim, either people would have been breaking them, or I guess at some point, some like Shaq or somebody would have been the next person, or maybe that would have been breaking them, and you would have been like, we got to change these. There's one. Okay, are we out of people?
Two more slots.
Okay. Is it? I did Daryl Dawkins. You got one?
Oh, it's my turn. I'm sorry. I'm just over here reading his history. I forgot he died.
Yeah, Daryl gone on glory.
I gotta look at something real quick before I make this. Look at me. Before I make this selection, I just want to see stats. Let's see. I knew he was in there. I want to see his. Did he win a championship?
Well, at this point, you don't have to win one, but.
Right. You know, but it's always.
It would be nice.
He was a scoring champion, 8-time All-Star. He's got a jersey retired by both his college and Nuggets. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put Alex English.
Okay. I like Alex.
Just because I love. I mean, I didn't really. I mean, I was too young to really truly see him in his time. But I remember highlights I've seen of him. They were always impressive to me. All right. We're on our very last one.
Okay. This one is going to be. Hold on, I think he won some championships. Hold on. This he can make the next one though. Did you win anything? Oh. They making it hard to see if you want something.
Yeah, they don't want to tell.
You in the Naismith Hall of Fame, but that ain't the point. I'm going to go with, he just got a really smooth name, and that's why it's hard. Let me look at this. Hold on. and he really didn't play in the NBA but 2 years, and that's another thing. Well, because...
You're talking about World Be Free.
Well, that's one of them. It's between him, World Be Free, and Artis Gilmore.
Ooh, Artis was on my list as well. And I didn't ever think about World Be Free.
Yeah, World Be Free, because he could get them buckets. Little 6'1" guard, New York, get you them buckets. Oh, he played in the NBA for a little while. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with the A Train, just because his name is so cool.
Mr. Gilmore.
The A Train.
All right. Well, we have officially done our first two ballots to our NBA Hall of Fame. That's exciting.
Yeah,
because if we could just get it like, to happen for real, that would be even more exciting. World Be
Free them that didn't make it. Well, yeah. Look, let me say yeah.
And NBA, if you're listening, and y'all actually do decide to do this, I will be coming after y'all if y'all do not invite me and T to the first ceremony for giving y'all this idea. Look, I'm just saying we gave it to them.
Right. They out here, the streets out here listening.
Oh my. So, yeah, I hope that one day they actually do come up and get the NBA's own Hall of Fame, because it's much deserved. So, are we ready for our top five? All right. Well, it is time for the top five.
It's time for the top five.
Ooh, T, let me tell you,
this is so difficult.
I thought it was going to be. And y'all, nobody
look, people out here in the streets, don't be tripping. It is what it is. Some of this is because we like the player. It don't mean that you had better numbers or worse numbers or whatever. Some of y'all, we just don't know y'all. So don't be out here tripping.
I told T before we came on air that I literally stopped after four and made like a Mount Rushmore type deal. And then that fifth was a whole bunch. Mm-mm. was a list of honorable mentions.
You gotta do it.
And then after that, I even got five for a future top five.
Well, we ain't at the future yet. Hold on, wait a minute.
No. But since we're in the present, my top five, in no particular order, Cheryl Miller, Nancy Lieberman, Cynthia Cooper, Diana Taurasi, and ooh, this fifth one. Like I said, there's a long list of honorable mentions.
Taurasi don't retire.
She has not retired. You are well, right.
Get her off the list right now.
She's gone. Okay, that makes this a little bit easier.
Yeah, look, now you throw somebody else on there.
Look, now that makes this a little bit easier because now we're just doing retired folks. So, Cheryl Miller, Nancy Lieberman, Cynthia Cooper, and let's see, that's three. Give me Lisa Leslie for my fourth. And I never would have thought this when her and her college teammates were in college together. But by the way their careers panned out, my fifth one, I'm going to put Tamika Catchings.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Who was
and
that?
And then a slew of, oh, Lord.
Okay, we'll do honorable mentions together.
Yes. Yes, okay.
Okay, so mine is pretty similar, except we got two that don't match. I had Cheryl Miller, Cooper, mm-hmm. Nancy, Then I got Teresa Edwards.
Good one. Very good one.
And Lucia Harris. Most of y'all don't know who Lucia is.
She played at Delta State. We spoke about her.
Won three, what would be NCAA. That was AIAW championships. And she is the first and only woman to be drafted in the WNBA. I mean, in the NBA, excuse me.
Yes. Did Ann Myers get drafted? I want to say she got drafted, but it was after Lucia. So she wasn't. Lucia was the first.
Well, the thing said only, but I know she got drafted because I saw her whole story when she talked about she talked about all that. But yeah. And Lisa Leslie would be on my honorable mention because it was just like, I don't know why I wasn't like a big fan of Lisa Leslie.
Oh, I was not let me tell you, hated Lisa Leslie.
And so I think I struggled with that part.
The first few years of WNBA was not, I couldn't, because she was the Comets top rival and I was a Houston Comet fan. Well, when she played for the 2004 Olympic team, that was the team that Coach Chancellor coached. They came down, the Final Four was in New Orleans that year. So they came down and they played like a scrimmage against a college all-star group. At the Tulane Arena, a field house, whatever it's called. And we went to the game. We went to the practice earlier that day before. And the two nicest people I've ever met in my life were two people that I hated the most because they were Sparks. But they were so nice that I could no longer hate them after that day. And it hurt me to my core. But Lisa Leslie and Delisha Milton Jones were two of the nicest people in the world. They were so sweet and had no reason to be, but they were so nice to me and my dad, and I will never forget that.
Well, and I don't know, I don't know, I'm not saying I didn't like it because I didn't know her. She wasn't like on my radar of, but Cooper was balling out when she came, and apparently she was balling out overseas before we got to see that she could play in the WNBA. Everybody know about Cheryl. Well, not everybody may not. Go look it up.
yeah, HBO has an actual documentary about the USC teams with Cheryl on it. And a lot of the documentary is about Cheryl and her injury that, you know, basically, you know, cost her what would have been for her, you know, it would have been millions overseas. But it showed how she transitioned into being a TV sideline reporter for NBA, NBA on TNT, and then took that into now she's coaching. So, yeah. But it was
And some of y'all need to do your homework probably on Teresa Edwards, won four gold medals in the Olympics.
Yes, like, people
can ball down there.
People don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Her and Katrina McClain down there in Georgia. Man. Yeah, Teresa was on my honorable mention list along with another Teresa.
Brian. Look, now I'm just making that.
Along with another Teresa, my former boss, Teresa
Weatherspoon.
then I had Cheryl Swoops. I had Shamika Holzclaw, who would have had a much more. She would have been much. Let's just say there was a time where you thought she would have been the number one women's basketball player of all time, you know, before just things happen, injuries and
she has some mental health issues, and she don't bite her tongue about it. Like, she talk about it and she tour and
she
stuff.
Actually had a podcast at one time that I thought was going to be really good, but she just stopped recording episodes. That was
the executive director and the producer and they don't show up and you just have to.
I feel like I'm being called out. I feel attacked. and then the last two on my honorable mention list I had was sentimental picks for myself. Actually just one.
Well, I got because two
we took
I got Peggy Gill on my mind.
Her sister. I got Jennifer on mine. So and I also did a future, a future list was just crazy, but yeah.
Yeah. I had Lynette Woodard on my honorable mention because she was the first woman of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes.
And Ruthie Bolton, and that's partly because I don't know her, but I've met her, and she really a sweet lady. And I met them family and all that. It's like 20,000 of them.
Yes, Lord. I don't know that their parents did anything but have children. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, they had 20 of them. Or was it 19? I think it was 20.
I think it wound up being 20, but it's a lot of books.
And then this is just a throwback because you know I have to find my cousins and keep my family in the loop. Clarissa Davis.
Oh my gosh, Texas. Yes. Yes, I just got through rewatching this weekend the Texas Ole Miss game when Clarissa Davis and Fran Harris put Jennifer Gillum and them out in 19, I think it was 86, in the NCAA tournament that went and it took Texas to the Final Four. Ole Miss lost by like 3 points. It was a really good game, and Texas wound up winning the national championship that year.
I remember for a while it was just Texas, and that was like, and then Tennessee, and that's all it was.
A whole lot of orange and white, just whatever shade of orange you want to call it.
So man. Yeah, this one was a little challenge.
Wow.
But the only reason I know who Lucia Harris is, hope I'm saying her name right.
It's Lucy. It's Lucy. Spelled Lucia, but it's okay, pronounced Lucy.
Lucy, good old Lucy. I saw her whole little, I don't know, I was in Mississippi, obviously she's from Mississippi. And they had, I don't know if it was PBS or something, but she was telling her story, like she was telling it and talking about her experience and everything. And I was like, lady, I didn't even know you existed. And I haven't forgotten her. And then obviously I ain't seen the play, but you got to make my top five when you balling out and get drafted in the NBA. Then she didn't go play, but she got drafted.
Well, trivia on Lucy Harris. Her daughter actually was on the track team at Ole Miss when we were up there.
You know what? I think we talked about this when I brought her up a couple of seasons
episode,
ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Crystal. Did the shot put for the track team. So.
Well, nobody would have known if she had been like, oh, my mama named Lucy. Because I don't know if people even know. You know, because Delta State, that's old school. That's AI, whatever the letters
are. AIAW.
But Old Dominion used to be balling too. Now, they don't falling off. But they used to be balling up there in Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was like we said Tennessee and Texas, but it was schools like Old Dominion and all that was just like, you don't want to go there to play.
Where does Don Staley fall on the list for you?
Well, Don, she had some good Olympic runs or something, right?
Yeah, she won three or four Olympics, and then she got the NCAA championship at Virginia.
Right, UVA. So I think Don could have easily made 5 ABC like we was doing with these honorable mentions.
Because now she's even got a championship as a coach.
Well, and I think the part, I haven't met Don. She just, something about how she carried herself on the bench kind of was a turnoff, and she probably really sweet, cool lady.
She really is behind the scenes. She's really nice. She's nothing like what you see.
Right. And so you just kind of, definitely we can put her on honorable mention. Mm-hmm. And if we did a top list, like the 25, she would definitely make it. Like for a Women's Hall of Fame basketball and not just the whole overarching.
Right.
Because, yeah, she could ball when she was playing in them Olympic Games. I don't remember for whatever reason, I don't really I remember her being in the Olympics. I don't remember seeing her in the Olympics or anything. So I guess maybe that's why she didn't make my team, because she would have probably been playing with other people where she wasn't a star.
Right. I remember 96, she was more kind of like a backup role to Teresa Edwards. But after that, I think 2000, she had a bigger role on the Olympic team. And in 2004, she was kind of like on her last go. You know, her knees had gotten real bad, and she was basically just kind of there.
So, yeah. I think that's part of it. Like, I never really saw, because I don't recall. I don't even recall. I'm trying to look at pictures. I don't recall her playing. I mean, I know she played at Virginia, but I just nothing about it was stands out to me. I guess nothing about Virginia stands out to me at all, but the twin, the sister twins they had that one year.
Heidi and Heather, yes.
Yeah. But that's what happens when you're in the SEC and you got all the great SEC greats. Maybe we should do an SEC greats.
We should. Yes. Because some of the SEC greats, they've been tracking out to the SEC tournament the last couple of years. I was like, where did they get these from? And there's still some that they haven't named it. I'm like, what are y'all going to name so-and-so?
And maybe forget. They're not easy. You know what? Hold on. Something happened. And I was like, Brian, it was somebody that we was like, where are they now? Who was it? I just, my mind jumped to that because of that SEC thing.
Oh,
I can't remember. First, we do want to say RIP Sean Connor and Rance Allen.
Oh, yeah, Sean Connor, yes.
Good old 90. Rance was just 71. He is a gospel singer. I don't know if Brian knows who he is.
But I've heard the name, but I didn't know what he did, honestly, until you see a gospel singer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I'd heard his name, though. Yeah, Sean Connery. I saw that over the week. I didn't realize he was in his 90s.
Something about the name Jesus.
Is that he sings that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But all that him and the high he be doing.
Yes.
Something about it. Yeah, he did that with Kurt.
I had no idea. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Well, RIP to them. I didn't even realize Sean Connery was in his 90s.
Who did? You just see these people, you keep seeing them when they're young in these movies, and that's all that be stamped in your head.
Well, then they just stop making movies, and you don't realize that you hadn't seen them until they pop up dead. And I ain't seen them in a minute.
That show you told me to look at, that podcast, and that dude that played Harry Potter, Dumbledore. I think he played Dumbledore.
Yes, yes,
I was like,
yes.
Oh my God, he looked like he about 90.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's on the deck for next week? What top five? I came up with the last one. It's your go. Come up with something.
Let's do
some work, Brian. Come up with some ideas.
let me put my producer hat on.
Come up with some ideas to help the team.
And because I saw how
let's do something intellectual, like the top five books we read.
Let's do that in 2 weeks, but next week I really would like
write that down and put down in your producer notes.
Yes, let me put that in the notes. Y'all see that she sits there and tells me to do work, and then she tries to give No, next week what I really would like to do is our top five MCU movies.
Okay, yeah.
We talked about it last
week. Yes.
I would really like to do that for next week.
This is going to be hard. It may not be as hard as I'm feeling. Like, I can feel like I got two in my head already that I really, really enjoyed and that I can just watch.
Right. And also next week, we're bringing back an old segment from back in the day, something that we do on our own pretty much all the time. But where are they now? And it's going to be Sam Perkins
Samuel.
For next week. Yes,
I don't even know if that's his government name.
You just made it that if it ain't. So
it might just be slam.
People, please, 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 if you have not done so already, get out and vote. Tomorrow is National Election Day.
Don't forget your provisional ballots. Don't forget 866-OUR-VOTE, V-O-T-E, if they act up. Be safe. Make sure you got your phone juiced up and charged. And the non-emergency number for the police in your phone, because you may need it, because these people might be out here wilding out. Like they already done tried to run by and bust off the thing. I know you ain't got a lot of time.
Oh, no, no, you fine. No, I was making sure that my clock was on my computer was that it adhered to
the new central. What we on?
Yeah, the fallback time, but it did. I just had a weak moment. Anyway, yeah, I saw that mess. I saw that video over the weekend. It was disturbing.
I didn't see video footage of it, but it sounded disturbing. And if I was the bus, I'd have been like, okay, well, we are bigger than the rest of y'all at the end of the day. But obviously, they didn't want to hurt nobody or run nobody off the road. But be safe out here because it's going to be, I'm staying in the house tomorrow. And I won't know nothing until. Well, we all might be waiting, but I ain't looking at none of that. I'm going to sleep, which I would have been going to sleep anyway, like with all the other times in history that we've had votes. I wake up the next day and see who won. But yeah, be safe out here. It's crazy out here in these streets.
Well, as always, I am one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Vote. Be safe. Praise the Lord, everybody. You're going to get a new president. Davis, thank you.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows. Sports and world news. Coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.